KUTX 98.9. I'm Jackie Fuller here in Studio 1A with an awesome audience. How you doing? And I'm beside myself with excitement right now because one of my favorite bands is here in Studio 1A, Superchunk. We're going to get into a song from y'all in just a moment. They are playing two shows at 310 ACL Live tonight and tomorrow night. Tickets for that are still available at 310austin.com. Now, if you're not familiar with Superchunk, what is wrong with you? Number one, no judgment here, but it's time you get to know these guys. They have been melting faces for coming up on 30 years. Band out of Asheville, North Carolina. Multiple 11 albums, compilations, too many EPs to count. And in addition to that, I can credit a couple members of this band with pretty much half of everything that's in my music collection, as Mac and Laura of Superchunk are the founders of Merge Records. If you missed them during South by Southwest, you've got another chance tonight and tomorrow night. And right now you're going to hear a song from Superchunk. Welcome.
Thank you. We're going to play the title track from our new record and edit out the swear words. The song is called What a Time to Be Alive.
Brushed your teeth, found your calling at bottom of a swamp. There was no air, but to be clear, darkness was all you wanted. Now just float into the surface, hoping to find some kind of light. Advised your look, something stinks and you will never smell right. Yeah, there's a crooked line that runs through every crease in this map. You wanna take us all the way back. To see the rot in no disguise. Oh, what a time to be alive. The scum, the shame, yeah, all the lies. Oh, what a time to be. What a time to be alive. There you've been carving tales for dummies out of live oak and out of pine. Let's turn your heroes into mummies and throw them straight onto the fire. You're just below the surface lurking, a shadow breathing through a straw, clinging to the myth that you were cheated. Yeah, the myth that you were robbed. Well, there's a crooked line that runs through every crease in this map. You wanna take us all the way back. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. To see the rot in no disguise. Oh, what a time to be alive. Time to be alive. Oh, what a time to be alive. We can't pretend to be surprised. Oh, what a time to be alive. The seasons change and some survive. Oh, what a time to be alive. 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 Oh, what a time. Oh, what a time.
Thank you.
Superchunk. Superchunk in Studio 1A. We've got Mac McCon on vocals, John Worster on the drums, Jim Wilbur on guitar, and Jason Narducci. Did I pronounce that correctly, Jason?
Narducci.
Sorry. On bass, sitting in for Laura Balance for the tour. And I want to talk a little bit about that song and the title of the album. So it's kind of a multivalence title, What a Time to Be Alive, given the content of a lot of these songs. And the first thing I noticed the first time I heard the album was how much it felt to me like early Superchunk. Did the lyrical content of the album inform that, or were you just itching to make a little bit harder record?
I think that the subject matter of the record, which is the kind of political state of things in our country today and in the world, really, did inform the music in a couple different ways. I think one thing that's referenced on the album is hardcore music that we grew up listening to in the early 80s and the political nature of some of those bands and some of that music. And then just the emotions behind these songs just lent themselves to a much more direct approach musically, meaning kind of louder, faster, shorter songs, less decoration and that kind of thing. So when I wrote the songs, I made the demos with just an electric guitar and a drum machine. And then when we recorded them quickly like we normally do, but again, just guitars, bass, and drums, and vocals. And they don't really vary that much from the original demos, except, of course, they sound a lot better because everyone's playing on them. But they, I feel like, kept the kind of focus of the original songs, you know.
And I have to, because we are an Austin station, sort of tackle the Austin angle here. You had on one of the songs, on Break the Glass, a guest vocalist, Sabrina Ellis from Austin's A Giant Dog. And I had read somewhere that the song was actually influenced by her. What's the story there?
Well, as you mentioned before, Laura and I have the label Merge Records, and we're certainly influenced by all the artists that we get to work with. I mean, we're inspired by them, you know. Mm-hmm. And A Giant Dog are just a great band, a great live band. They write great songs. And I think similar to Superchunk, they're writing pop songs and then presenting them in a punk rock kind of context. Mm-hmm. And so when I wrote that song, it just kind of called out for Sabrina to be singing on it, because it reminded me both of bands like A Giant Dog, but also the band Sparks, which is a band that they've covered, was another band that came to mind when I first made the demo of that. And so luckily Sabrina agreed to sing on it. And of course she sounds great.
She does. It's a great song. It's a great album. And if you are tuning in right now and are thinking that what you're hearing here in Studio 1A is what you're going to hear at 310 ACL Live tonight and tomorrow night, it's going to be very different. I mentioned face melting earlier. This is an acoustic set. If you're a fan of Superchunk, hearing the band do their songs acoustically is not actually that foreign. Lots of EPs where you can hear that. But they're definitely going to rock tonight and tomorrow night. But let's hear another acoustic version, because this is its own treat, from the new album.
So we're going to do a song called Erasure. On the record, there's another guest, Katie Crutchfield from the band Waxahachie, sings on the song, as well as Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields. So, like I said, we were lucky that we could gather several of our friends to be on this record, and this is a song called Erasure.
It's night, but I've seen our silhouette fade, weak into gray. We used to be sharp against the light, our empathy. history bleaching out. What you're after, what you're after, erasure, erasure. What you're after, what you're after, erasure, erasure. But we're the weeds and you need path moan. Clear for you, a single golden tear for you won't fall, as if that's all we have to leave. Yet a bleed from the blank, a you want to fill. Yeah, the haunt that you want to kill won't die. Can't you see what you're after? What you're after, erasure, erasure. What you're after, what you're after, erasure, erasure.
Superchunk in Studio 1A here at KUTX. That was Erasure. You can find that on the new album, their 11th studio album, What a Time to Be Alive. And you can catch the band tonight and tomorrow night at 310austin.com. Tickets are still available for both nights. And you've got Austin Bands opening tonight with Zetas and tomorrow with Fleshlights. And thank you for being here. That was great. Our studio audience is going to be able to stick around and hear a third song, some classic Superchunk. But thanks for being here, and please give our love to Laura.
Thanks for having us. We will.
And come back anytime. Superchunk, today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, assisted by Will Clark, our multimedia crew, who's capturing this on video so you can see it. Gabriel Perez, assisted by Eddie Gaspar. And our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. Thanks to Jody Denberg for letting me host this one. I'm going to kick it back to him. You are tuned in to KUTX 98.9.